What if you, yes, you, could create a podcast, a real show, right from your phone? Sounds wild, doesn't it? But it's not just a daydream. With a creative spark and a dash of AI, you can turn that one tiny idea you've been holding on to into something incredible. Thanks to tools like Jellypod.ai, the process is streamlined, and honestly, it's so much simpler than you think. I'm Nova Vox, and in each episode, I'll give you strategies, tips, and know-how to build something truly unique, your very own podcast, your way. So let me ask you, are you ready? Ready to step into this world where your ideas come alive, where every episode will echo with your passion? The future of storytelling and podcasting is waiting for you.
That's often overlooked, but absolutely crucial when starting your podcast, building a strong foundation. Now, there's a method I really love called the PATH framework. It's broken down into four parts: purpose, audience, topic, and hallmark. Think of these as the four cornerstones of your podcasting blueprint. So let's start with purpose. Ask yourself, why are you doing this? Is your podcast a creative outlet, a way to educate, or perhaps a tool to connect with like-minded people? The key is to align your purpose with your long-term passion, because trust me, enthusiasm is contagious, and your audience will feel it. Next is audience. Now, it's tempting to throw content at a broad, faceless crowd and hope it resonates, but that almost never works. Instead, drill down and define your ideal listener. Who are they? What do they care about? Are you speaking to a budding foodie, a true crime addict, or maybe someone's trying to learn the ropes of business podcasting? Creating a listener persona is a game changer here. Think of it as a vivid snapshot of your target audience, their age, their hobbies, even their struggles. When I started brainstorming mine, I won't lie, I made some rookie mistakes. At first, I thought casting a wide net was smart, like appealing to anyone interested in AI. But the content felt generic, disjointed. It wasn't until I imagined a very specific listener, someone eager to learn, maybe they're dabbling in storytelling, and curious about how AI can elevate their creativity, that my episodes started resonating. All right, moving to topic. What's your podcast about? Truly about? This ties back to knowing your audience. Sure, I could ramble about AI endlessly, but I refine my focus to actionable podcasting strategies. That's what makes it click with my listeners. Finally, the hallmark. This is where you differentiate yourself. What makes your show stand out? It could be your unique take on a topic, the razor-sharp editing, or even how you connect with your audience on a personal level. For me, it's blending deep expertise with a conversational, approachable touch. I'm not here to lecture, I'm here to share, explore, and sometimes laugh at my own missteps. So there you have it, the PATH framework, a roadmap to creating content that isn't just listened to, but remembered. And it all starts with being crystal clear on these foundational elements. There's a reason it's called the PATH. It gets you moving in the right direction. All right, now let's shift the focus to how AI can transform and streamline the way you create content for your podcast. We're talking next-level tools here. Tools that not only save you time, but also add polish and coherence to your narrative. Let's start with episode structuring. Here's the thing. Breaking down a complex topic into digestible episodes isn't always straightforward, but AI-driven solutions are making it easier. For example, some tools analyze your raw material and suggest ways to segment your ideas into episodes that follow a logical flow. This is a complete game changer, especially if you're tackling multi-chapter series or storytelling podcasts. And then there's storyboarding. Tools like AI-powered software can go beyond just helping you outline episodes. They actually map narrative arcs, ensuring you maintain a steady level of intrigue and engagement. This is particularly useful for creators working on, let's say, serialized podcasts or ones that rely heavily on cliffhangers. But content creation doesn't stop there, right? Think of automated editing systems. These tools can clean up your raw recordings, reduce noise, or even optimize your audio levels. It's like having a professional audio engineer baked right into your workflow. And let's not forget about idea generation. Models like ChatGPT can brainstorm topics or even adapt dialogue to suit different tones. They're not replacements for creativity, but catalysts for it. Now, on to personalization. Natural language processing, or NLP, is really the silent revolution here. It helps you fine-tune content for your audience by analyzing interaction patterns, preferences, and feedback. That's huge for tailoring your episodes to what resonates most, or even creating personalized shout-outs for your listeners. It's this data-driven approach that not only engages people, but builds loyalty over time. When I first started experimenting with these AI tools, I was honestly skeptical. I had this fear they'd make my content feel too mechanical or, well, synthetic. But in practice, it's more like having an assistant, one that gives you space to focus on the storytelling while it handles the nuts and bolts. And that blend of human creativity and AI precision, that's where podcasting magic happens. All right, next I want to dive into... Now, let's talk branding. For podcasters, your brand is more than just your name or your logo. It's the way your audience feels when they experience your work. That all-important first impression. It starts even before they hit play. Let's break it down. First up, the name. Choosing a memorable podcast title isn't just an exercise in creativity. It's a strategy. Your name should hint at your content while staying catchy enough to stand out in a directory crammed with thousands of other podcasts. Here's a trick I've used. Test out a mix of descriptive and clever tones, but always keep your target audience in mind. Oh, and AI tools? They're absolute gems at brainstorming. You throw in a couple of keywords and bam, you've got dozens of potential names you'd never have thought of yourself. Next, podcast artwork. It's honestly like the cover of a book. It's what makes someone pause in their scrolling and think, wait, what's this about? Keep it bold, minimal, and audience-focused. And don't worry if graphic design isn't your thing. AI-based tools like Canva's Design Assistant can now tailor templates to your niche, even suggesting complementary color schemes or fonts. Technology really takes the guesswork out of it. Of course, we can't forget audio identity. This one's a little less obvious, but just as impactful. Think of it as your podcast's sonic signature. Maybe it's a recognizable stinger in your opening theme, or the calm, conversational tone you use throughout the episodes. AI tools like music generators can help you craft custom soundtracks that match your vibe without breaking the bank. And trust me, it's those details that make a podcast feel polished. Now, once your brand is locked in, the next big step is the launch. You'll want to build excitement, and for that, your community is everything. Social media is a powerhouse, but here's the kicker. AI algorithms behind platforms like Instagram and Twitter can help target the ideal audience. It's all about working smarter, not harder. Use scheduling tools to optimize post timing or even customize content based on engagement trends. Finally, let's talk growth. Expanding your audience is not just about getting more listeners, it's about the right kind of listeners. Tools like predictive analytics can allow you to refine your outreach strategies, focusing on those who'll stick with your podcast long term. And connecting with them? Automated welcome messages, personalized comments, those small touches make listeners feel seen and build a loyal community. And there it is, folks. Branding your podcast with intention, launching it strategically, and fostering audience growth in a way that feels natural, not forced. It's a process that combines creativity and precision, and the tools we have now make that balance so much easier to strike. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Harnessing AI and Strategy for Podcast Success. Until next time, keep creating, keep innovating, and above all, keep connecting. See you soon.